Good morning and welcome to Plank Chapel United Methodist Church. I am Lorraine Abbott. I'll be your liturgist for today. We've got a few announcements this morning. We are blessed that you're here to worship with us today. We welcome everyone, including children and young people, where our mission is to make disciples of Jesus Christ and impact the community through faith and action. The churchwide prayer gathering will be held on Wednesday, July 15th at 7 o'clock in the sanctuary. There's also an online version of that as well, and everyone's invited to participate in that. Plain Chapel is launching a new ministry called Lay Visitation Team, fulfilling the biblical call on Matthew chapter 25, verses 34 through 36, and the mission of the church. The team will complement the pastoral visitation and will focus on addressing the community's needs, such as loneliness, connection, and isolation. If you're interested in joining, you can reach out to Laura Young, and her phone number is there in the bulletin. Copies of the July 26th Chapel Chatter is available. Make sure you pick one of those up before you leave today. Senior Circle will meet Wednesday, July 15th at 10 a.m. in the Fellowship Hall. Journey is scheduled to meet July 26th from 4 to 6. All children and youth ages 5 through 18 are invited to join them. And Pastor Edgar is leading an acolyte training July 30th at 2:30 in the sanctuary. You can contact him for further information on that. Are there any other announcements?
Next Sunday at 4:15, we have
book club. Book club is next Sunday at 4:15. All right, if you'll join me in the call to worship. Welcome to this house of the Lord.
Thank you. We are glad to be here this morning.
This is a time to offer our praise to God.
We joy and thank God for all the blessings that have been poured on us.
Come, let us worship God who showers us with mercy.
Give praise to God who offers us rest and peace. Amen.
And join me also in the opening prayer. God of abundant love, we come to you this day in the midst of a season of great growth and coming harvest. All around us are signs of growth in our earth, in our families, in our nation, and in our world. We come this day seeking your healing love and abounding mercy. Open our hearts to receive all that you offer, that we may become fruitful workers for you. We pray this in the name of our Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Now, if you'll join me in hymn number 110, A Mighty Fortress is Our God.
Thank you.
if you'll join me in the affirmation of faith found in your bulletin. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified and dead and buried. The third day he rose from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sitteth at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen.
Have our children's moment. I'd like to invite Brother Mac, who is one of our leaders of the United Methodist Men, to come and join us. And he's going to do some announcements. I think Jamie is also staying. Or okay, not Jamie.
We'd like to present you with this gift from the United Methodist Men.
Thank you.
And Frank, you'll be happy. She's going to state.
We're going to pray for you before you go, okay? Before you get back to your seat. And let's pray and lift you up here in prayers at this time. Lord, I just want to thank God for this precious child of yours that go into this milestone. Father God, we give you praise and give you glory, oh God, for her accomplishment, and we pray for God's continuing blessing upon her and upon her family, Lord, as we celebrate your goodness and faithfulness upon her life. For this we ask in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Congratulations. Thank you. Well, I've seen a few kids right here with us. If you happen to call yourself kids, come on over. We're going to have a little children's moment for you today.
Yeah, come on here. Let's go.
You can sit right here. Well, good morning. Have you felt being embraced by God before? You know, that's what happened to me this last Friday. I felt I was embraced of God. But it was not an easy thing, because I was in the midst of pain when God reminded me that how much he loved me. And I believe God loves us anytime. He loves us at any place. He loves us especially when we feel he was absent. And that's kind of ironic or some kind of unusual to feel that way, but God always been there with us in all times, even though when we feel in our own thing that he was not there. So this morning we're going to talk a lot about the overflowing love of God for us. So I just want to share that to you, because I think it's important for kids to always remind ourselves that God is always there at all times, in all of our circumstances. So let's pray together. Thank you, God, for your overflowing love for us. And we thank you for this beautiful day. Thank you for reminding us that your love is always constant. It's not dependent upon any of our circumstances. You remain unchanged. And may we always hold on to that promise that you will love us at all times. For it is in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. What's up? That's yours, then. There you go. Thank you so much. Thank you. Appreciate it. Thank you. Good morning, church. God is good all the time. God is good. I want to welcome you all here this morning. And for those that are able to worship with us this morning, we are blessed this morning to be here. I'm going to begin by saying to you all that I thought I will not be standing here today. Let me say that straightforward for what happened to me only last Friday. And it will be unpacked more as we hear God's word today. I thought that was the last day of my life last Friday, because that was really a very tough moment. And but I was in excruciating pain. I was in an experience that never had experienced before. I thought having a stroke or having things, so I was lying on the in the parsonage, just on the floor, and blood pressure spiking up, and so I had to I think this is a wake up call for me to call the doctor or go to the. I never had that experience before, so I had to call Scott to help me. And thank God, Scott was there to bring me there. When I was in the vehicle, I said, "Scott, can you fly instead of drive?" So every second counts. It's like everything. It's like it's so tough. And then when I get there, since we're not in emergency vehicle. And I asked the person, "Can I be seen already?" He said, "You got to wait." So it's God reminded me that you're gonna go have to go through this. But I will unpack this more in God's word today. But I just want to thank you for all your prayers as you come alongside with me on this and in your prayers. I can't thank enough. Alice was there; she never let me there. Thank you, Alice, for just being the presence of God there. She read me scriptures while I was in the, while I was there in the emergency room. So I can feel all of your love and your comfort during this time. And Judy and the girls, they've been out of the country. They've been coming back tomorrow night. So that add more anxiety and things on me. And but they were there with me. We prayed together. So that's how last week looked like on me. How about yours? I'm sure that it was not as tough as it was the way I experienced. But thank God. God is so good. God is so good. I'm sorry about being emotional today. But I just can't. There's just a lot of things that happen in me. You know, that somehow God enfolded me and said, reminded me, you're blessed and you are enfolded by my love. And the words from Psalm, the text that we're going to be hearing today, God changed the preaching last Friday because I prepared my preaching 2 to 3 weeks in advance. So no, you're not going to preach. You're going to have a new way. You're going to have a new word that you're going to have to say this morning based on what I have. What based on what you've gone through last Friday. So God totally radically changed the word of God for me to say to us this morning. And the word that keeps coming back is Psalm 100. That I believe God spoke to me last Friday. And I believe God is speaking to us here today. That's why my little story today that I want to share with you. How about the rest of our gathered faith community? Here at Plank Chapel, we always say the Spirit of the Lord is upon us. And I believe the Spirit is hovering us today. So where is the Holy Spirit at work in your life this past week? What has been life-giving for you this past week? Thank you so much. I think, yeah. Thank you for the rain, yes. I heard there's a good number of rain that really helped our soil and our farmers. Thank you, Susan. We have this joy in our hearts to thank God for healing and restoration. I know Bryant is getting there, according to Miss Janet. We continue on to pray for them. Any other joys that we want to share or any thanksgiving in our hearts this morning? I just want to thank God for every one of you here today. Let us pray. Yeah.
We extend our condolences to the family of Lindsey Graham.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Thank you so much. In fact, I shared that at the Bethel Church this morning. When I opened the news this morning, I was shocked. And just like many of you, our senator from South Carolina passed away with a very short illness that just shocked the whole nation and the whole world. And our prayers with him, with his family, and the whole of the people of South Carolina that he represented so well in this time of loss and grief. Thank you, Wayne, for sharing that. Yeah, right. I appreciate it. Thank you, Susan, for sharing. Carolyn Roy's brother passed away also only a few days ago. And so if you happen to have a way to connect with Pastor Carolyn, let's enfold her with our love and with our care. Any concerns in our hearts, God knows what is in our hearts today. So let's pray. Lord, first and foremost, I want to thank you for this time together that you brought us. And Lord, I personally want to thank you for my healing and prayers that were offered, the comfort, the compassion, the care, the presence, all so many expressions of love that I have received this past week. It was not an easy journey, oh God, having this kidney stone. As some have already expressed their own experiences as well. And just want to thank you, God, that you never leave me nor forsake me. The promise that we always hold in each of our hearts and in our lives today. And Lord, I just want to thank you for this beautiful gathering of people of God, this church. I thank you, God, for the overflowing expressions of their love for me and for my family since this accident or incident happened. And Lord, today as we come before you, Lord, we thank you, God, for your goodness in each of our lives. We thank you for the rain. We thank you for the joy of love and forgiveness and healing and restoration. And whatever bring us here today, whatever brought us here this morning, Father God, we know, Lord, that you are in our midst. We experience today, Lord, your healing power, oh Father God. We thank you, God, for the outpouring of your mercy and gratitude. And Lord, as we come here this morning, Father God, we ask that you will forgive us when we doubt your mercy and your love. Forgive us when we are caught up in getting everything that we want. And we want it all right now. We have had this trouble waiting and remembering that it is in the waiting that we might hear your voice. It is difficult for us to believe that we can be fruitful, good soil for your words and for your work. And we find excuses not to be attentive to you, but to focus instead on our own desire. So dear God, help us to slow down. Remind us again of your mercy and your love. as we lift up all these names that we mention and those that we hear dear in our hearts. Especially, Lord, we pray for the state of South Carolina and the entire nation as we grieve for the loss of our Senator Lindsey Graham. Be with his family, Lord, in this time of loss and grief. Lord, we pray for the people of Venezuela, for those who are still suffering from all the devastation in many parts of the world, for the peace that we are longing for in the Middle East. We pray for the vulnerable, for children and women, for those who are poor and neglected, that we may find hope, purpose, and abundant life. Father God, draw us closer to you than ever before. We offer these prayers in the name of Jesus Christ, who calls and invites us to pray together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Let's be in a moment of silent confession at this time. Sisters and brothers in Christ, hear now these words of assurance. God hears your cries and heals your wounded souls and hearts. God is preparing you for good things to come. Place your trust in God, who has always loved you and will always love you. Thanks be to God. Amen. Indeed, the sower has planted us in the fertile ground of this church. I invite us all to express our gratitude for the love that grows within our fellowship by offering one another signs of Christ's peace and love to your neighbors. And you can do it in a way that you feel comfortable. You can hug each other or greet one another and love each other. But as long as you said the words, "The peace of the Lord Jesus Christ be with you." Last week, you probably have received the newsletter that came from the North Carolina Rural Center. We were practically chosen among so many hundreds of churches that benefited from the Connect Church. We were the one that was selected because we are the church that is closest to the 250th birthday of our nation. Amen? We are 4 years shy away from the nation's birth. Can you imagine that? And when Betsy came over here and interviewed Scott and myself about 2 or 3 weeks ago, she was just amazed to see the scattering of the seeds of faith. The scattering of the seeds of faith. And the Bible gives us this metaphor that when people of God scatter the seeds of faith, our job is to water them, to place them in the sun, to tender them. But who does the harvest? What did the Bible say? Who does the harvest, church? God does the harvesting. All we have to do is to do our job of scattering the seeds. That's exactly what God is doing for the last 240 plus years of God's faithfulness upon this church. God continues on to scatter the seeds so that one day it will germinate to become a fully fruit and vital and living organic fruit that it is now. And you are the results of that. So as we offer our tithes and offering this morning, let us be part of that scattering of the seeds. And one way to do that is to give our tithes and offerings. So do it with a grateful heart as we invite our ushers to come forward at this time. O generous God, our hearts are full of joy and thanksgiving for the many blessings that you keep on pouring upon our lives. The blessings of life, jobs, retirement, homes, food, and the list goes on and on. But most importantly, the gift of your salvation. Accept this, O God, and bless this and use this gift in the furtherance of your kingdom. And bless all the people that have given these gifts, young and old. In the name of your Son, Jesus Christ, we offer this. Amen. Let us remain standing and join our voices together for yet another hymn, number 277. As we prepare our hearts and mind to hear the word of God, I invite us all for the prayer for illumination. Please join with me. Gracious God, your word is a lamp to our feet and a light to our path. Give us grace to receive your truth in faith and love, and strength to follow on the path you set before us through Jesus Christ. Amen. As I've shared a while ago, the Lord guided me to these beautiful words from the psalm. This was not the original text that I was about to preach today, but for the movement of the Holy Spirit and through what happened last Friday, he said, you need to say some words on this, on Psalm 100. And this is the word that, as I said this also at Bethel Church this morning, these are the words that I believe we need to memorize. It has to be said, most importantly, every time we face challenges and hard things in life. Because these are words that will give us, ground us into what worship is and who God is, you know, that God is not based on our circumstances. It's not based on things that we do. It's based on who God is. So I invite us all out of reverence to this word of God, that we say this together and not just the pastor doing it. And for those that worshiping with us online, I invite us all, if you can join with us as well. We're going to read this together. And it's very short. First five verses. It's not really difficult for us to memorize. So when you get home, I invite us all to memorize this, put this in your journal, or put it in your refrigerator, so that we can internalize the meaning of this as we live our lives today. I'm going to read from the New Revised Standard Version. You may have a different version. It doesn't matter. So let's all read them together. Let's hear now with joy and thanksgiving to God, the Word of God today. Make a joyful noise to the Lord, all the earth. Worship the Lord with gladness. Come into His presence with singing. Know that the Lord is God. It is He that made us, and we are His. We are His people and the sheep of His pasture. Enter His gates with thanksgiving and His courts with praise. Give thanks to Him and bless His name. For the Lord is good. His steadfast love endures forever, and His faithfulness to all generations. The Word of God for us, the people of God. Thanks be to God. I'm going to begin by just sharing to you this experience that I had was something I cannot explain. And some of you have spoke with me that you also had this experience, that sometimes you feel like you're giving birth. Isn't that hard? A man giving birth? And then someone mentioned to me there was this big guy that came to the emergency room and cried out. Big guy and cried out, said, help me of this. Just what I experienced this past Friday. I was lying in the parsonage on the floor, it's just giving me excruciating pain. And that's the reason why I immediately called and asked help from Scott, who was so gracious, and I'm deeply grateful for Scott, who out of his kindness and love for God, he drove me and been very patient with me, even though I keep on telling him, can you fly? Can you be a little faster and beat the speed limit there? But he was so patient and followed the rules. And then when I was there in the emergency room, thank God, Alice, you came there. And then you asked me what words from the scriptures. She brought her Bible with her. And she said, Pastor, what text do you want? I could have said John 3:16. I could have Acts 2 or things that are my favorite. But for some reason, the Holy Spirit led me to Psalm 100. And Alice, by her love for God, she read that text that we just read. And that stuck in my heart. And from that moment when I heard that word, I just felt the overflowing gratitude and love of God. The pain is still there. It's still very excruciating pain. I keep on saying, how am I going to be addressed? Can it come so quickly now? Can you address my pain? The pain is still there. And I don't want to minimize that. But when I heard Psalm 100, it gave me some kind of peace in my heart that everything would be okay. At the end, everything would be fine. And that's the reason why this text was our text this morning. Because I said and I asked God, I think, Lord, you might have something to say for the people of God today about these words. And indeed, He did say a lot. Because when I tried to kind of spend time being alone yesterday, because I stay most of the day and take rest, I found out how important Psalm 100. It's a literary masterpiece, as someone says. And someone says it's been said that the Bible is so shallow enough that the immature can play without drowning, but it is deep enough that the most mature can never touch the bottom. End of quote. This text that we're about to dive in reminds us that God is meeting us anywhere, at any place, at any time. He gave this to me in the most unusual place called emergency room, in the most painful moment of my experience last Friday. But he said to me, God is meeting, I'm meeting you anywhere. I'm meeting you in the most difficult moments of your life, in the toughest moments of your experiences. But he also reminded me that we need to come to him. We need to acknowledge him. We need to render honor to him. We need to open the door to God. We need to give thanks to God. We need to open up that pathway to allow God to enter us, because God will not force himself to us. And we have a choice whether we allow him or not. So I hope that as we enter into God's word today, that this will be a word of inspiration for us and a challenge as we are sent forth today to the world. Let us pray. Lord, I want to thank you, Father God, that I'm able here to stand when I feel that I could not stand last Friday. I almost did not make it today, Lord. But by sheer love and compassion from you, Lord, that you rescued me, just like many of us here today. You rescued us from all the many trials and tribulations in our lives. And there are times that sometimes we don't acknowledge it. We don't acknowledge your goodness. And so today, Lord, help us. Help us today to acknowledge your overflowing love for us. Because you are good to us. Because you care for us. And because you are compassionate for us. And we are undeserving in all of this, Lord. So thank you, God. And may I preach your word faithfully, Lord. And hide me behind your cross. For it is in your name we pray. Amen. The text begins on verse 1, shout triumphantly to the Lord. This is a repetition that he always says in Psalm 98. I believe it was not an accident that he began these words. The psalmist began this word by shouting your voice to God. Because God wants to hear what we have to say. I know at that moment I have to shout out to God and said, Lord, heal me. Have you experienced that before when you're in pain, you're shouting out to God? Like you're crying out to God? God wants us to shout it out to God. He wants to hear. The Bible says you didn't get it because you didn't ask for it. So I don't think it was an accident that the first part of this whole word from Psalm 100 is all about raising your voice to God. When we are in a moment of despair, in a moment when life does not make sense, when we hit a brick wall, when we're facing all the adversities of life, God gives us the opportunity to cry it out to God, to raise your voice to God, to say, Lord, I could not do it on my own. Help me, Father God. And from that, we begin to have a posture of humility. A posture that vulnerability is there. That we are human and not God. That's exactly what happened to me Friday. That I said, Lord, I cried out to you, help me. And God wants to hear that from us. We are designed to shout it out, to raise our voice to God. Whether it's thanksgiving and joy, whether crying out for needs or for help, he wants us to cry it out to God. And then in verse 2, what he says here, serve the Lord with gladness. In scripture, the word served here is used to denote both an overall way of life, but at the same time, it has its own personal use term. He speaks of a specific personal activity of praising God. It's like you're rendering honor to God. Serve the Lord with gladness. God reminded me also this last Friday of who I am and what God called me to be. To serve His church. To tender His flocks. And for some of you here, God always reminding us in times of trials and tribulations of who you are and how God placed you here at this point in time on this earth. Your purpose, your meaning. A.W. Tozer, a well-known theologian, said these words. He said that, and I quote, that God wants to cultivate within us the adoration and admiration of which He is worthy. He wants us to be astonished at the inconceivable elevation and magnitude and splendor of the Almighty God, end of quote. I tell you, this is not just an abstract or a theory. It expressed most vividly when things are not going along our own way. I keep on going back to my experience because this was just very vivid in my thoughts and in my memory, in my hearts. And God reminded me to render honor to God because God placed you in a particular moment in life for a reason. God placed you in this church, in your community, in your families. You are a father, you are a mother, you are a daughter, you are a son, you are a grandchild, you are grandparents, you are great-grandparents for a reason. And you just have to render honor to God because of that. God designed you in that particular moment in time because He wants to use you. He wants to use your gifts, your abilities for His honor and for His glory. And all this comes back again to the magnitude and the splendor of the Almighty God. Now what is interesting as we come to verse 3 here, He calls us to acknowledge. What did He say? That acknowledge that the Lord is God. I think we have a failure of acknowledging God in many respects. I see a lot of celebrities out there, sports persons, people who are being interviewed in the World Cup, in the Wimbledon, which we just had the Wimbledon only last week. People are saying, you know, I did my best, I accomplished a lot. But I always give thanks to God for those celebrities and those who are well-known, who are acknowledging God and mentioning the name of Jesus. And that's what God wants to hear. The Bible says here, acknowledge the Lord your God. Acknowledge Jesus as our Savior and submit to His Lordship. We have to remind ourselves of who God is. And at the same time, remind ourselves of who we are. There's a power in words. That when we acknowledge the goodness and the faithfulness and the gratitude of God, God will bless us. That's why it's important that should be our own posture, our own attitudes, our own behaviors. I always say, acknowledging the Lord, I cannot live in my life today. I cannot be able to get this retirement or this positions that I have or accomplishment in academics. I could not be able to finish my school. I could not be able to graduate. I cannot be able to be where I am now if not for your goodness and your faithfulness. All good and perfect things come from the Lord. Amen? And because we are called to raise our voice to God, we are called to render honor to God and acknowledge God, we got to open the door to God. Listen again to verse 4. Enter His gates with what? With thanksgiving and His courts with praise. He used this, the psalmist here used an analogy of a temple on how we can open the door into God's presence. The gates were part of an outer wall that surrounded the temple grounds, and one entered the temple complex through the gates. As we enter God's presence, we enter His gates with thanksgiving. This image of the door being open to us as we enter. It's an invitation for us to allow the work of God to be indwelling on us. Sometimes we have this attitude of restricting, building a barrier, a brick, some kind of a wall that separates us. Especially when things get tough in our lives, when we face hardships, sometimes we close our minds, our hearts, and begin to kind of remove ourselves from the realm of God. Isn't that the most important thing that we've got to really consider, that when we are facing the hardship, that's where we know God is with us, that He will open up Himself to us as long as we allow Him to enter. And it is a choice that we have to make. Someone says that you can choose to grumble. You can choose to complain. You can choose to see things half empty rather than half full. But the Bible had another choice. The Bible keeps on telling us, choose joy. Choose gratitude. Choose appreciation in life. Choose positivity. Because the only thing that can defeat negativity in life is having gratitude. And that leads me to the last part on these beautiful words from Psalm. How did it close? Verse 4 to 5. Hear this again. Give thanks to Him and bless His name, for the Lord is good, and His steadfast love endures forever, and His faithfulness to all generation. You know, when these words was read to me by Alice last Friday, I said to myself, I know I'm still in pain. I know that it's not really easy to go through that. But when I heard these words, I knew that the pain is not going to be the end of the story. God reminded me that you're not going to be defined anymore by what you're experiencing. For I know that everything will be all right. For God is good. Isn't God good? Can you say that with me? God is good. God is good. When things doesn't make sense, God's goodness does not depend on our circumstances. It does not depend on all the things that are happening in the world, because God is an unchanging God. He's always going to be there. Everything else that we have, everything else that we give thanks, comes out of this, that God is good. These words from Psalm 100 brings us also to 107, verse 1, that says, "Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for He's good, for His steadfast love endures forever." You know why the word steadfast was put there? Because steadfast means something firm, something unbreakable, something unmovable. Isn't that what God's love is? It's not based on our performance. It's not based on our circumstances. It's unchanging, no matter what. Whether we're walking through the season of joy or struggle, God's love remains the same. That's why we can always give thanks. Our gratitude is not dependent on what we're going through. It is based on who God is. And He's always worthy of our praise. Friends, as we go out, the world out there speaks differently from the kingdom word. But the promise of God is that we have the assurance of this overflowing gratitude. An overflowing gratitude that God gave to us and we are called to give to others. So I challenge you this week to let your gratitude for God's steadfast love inspire you to show that love to those around you. Let's take time today to thank God for His steadfast love. And let's remember that His love is not dependent on any of your circumstances or my circumstances, but on the unchanging truth that we can hold on no matter what. May our hearts be filled with gratitude for his goodness, and may we share that love with others. Let your overflowing gratitude to God be a testimony of God's goodness to those around us. In the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, and all God's people said, amen. There's a beautiful hymn found on 530 in your hymnal. I invite us all, if you're able, and this will be our sending hymn as well. If you feel led by the Spirit to come to the altar and offer your prayers, you're invited to do so. Let us now stand, if you're able, as we join our voices together for the sending hymn, 530, Are Ye Able? We're deeply grateful for having you all again joining us, and we hope that we can see each other again next Sunday by the grace of God. And also, I hope and I pray that all of you can join with us on Wednesday for our church gathering, church-wide prayer gathering. I believe that now more than ever, we need to come together to pray. So I hope that you'll be able to come. It's going to be 7 o'clock in the evening on Wednesday right here in our sanctuary. We have different prayer warriors who are going to be offering their prayers as long as and also having a collective prayer as well. And thank you, Plank Chapel, for all your love this past week. And thank God. Friends, the words of Psalm may be an hopefully will be an inspiration for us as we go forth in this way, from this place. That the overflowing gratitude to God must be our own way of life. To always give thanks to a God who is so good. A God who is not dependent upon our own circumstances and our own performance. But rather a God who is good because of who He is. Go forth and may we reclaim that promise and live it out and show that gratitude to others as we engage in this world. Go forth and may the power of the Holy Spirit be with us. In the name of God, the Father, God, the Son, and God, the Holy Spirit. Amen.